This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As the weather continues to turn colder across the state, K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domaghini says those with compost piles will need to do some maintenance. Cynthia, for those who have a compost pile, there are some things that they really need to think about as we turn to that colder weather.
Right. Yeah, some people are under the impression that during the winter months that composting stops. And it doesn't. The compost pile will continue the decomposing process, but it does slow down with the colder temperatures. But inside the compost heap, the temperature is going to stay much warmer than the outside. So one of the important things to remember is during the winter, you don't need to do the task of flipping or turning your compost pile. Because what would happen if you do that is you're going to break up that nice warm center and you're going to expose it to the cooler weather. And ultimately, you're actually slowing down the decomposition even more.
So that decomposition then continues.
Exactly. It'll continue through the winter unless the pile freezes, which may happen periodically throughout the winter. But as the pile freezes and thaws, that process also contributes to the decomposition. So it's a good thing that's going on.
And we can actually continue to add compost to the pile?
Sure. Yeah, you can add to the compost through the winter. Some things to be aware of is, like I said, it's going to be a slower process. So anytime you can shred up the organic material you're adding, that's going to be beneficial. Also, if you're adding food scraps, be aware that they're going to decompose very, very slowly. And so if you're just tossing them on top of the pile, you may be creating a problem by attracting wildlife to your compost heap. Something you might want to consider if you're going to add the food scraps is actually digging them into the pile a little bit and burying them inside. Or you place the food scraps on the pile and then cover them with a layer of other waste like leaves or some other kind of organic matter.
And is that something we're doing anyway? We're making sure that that stays covered?
Well, you know, you could consider covering your compost pile if you would like to insulate it. Some options are a layer of straw over the pile. You could even put straw bales around your compost pile or covering it with a tarp, something like that. And that'll serve a couple of purposes. One, it will insulate the pile better and promote decomposition. But another is it'll prevent too much water from getting onto your pile. Because if the pile stays real saturated, that definitely is going to hinder decomposition and instead could encourage rot and create kind of a smelly pile.
If we're not getting much moisture, though, do we want to add maybe a little bit of water?
That's a great question. Yes. So the inside of the pile, as I mentioned, is going to stay warmer. It also stays more moist than the outside. The outer edges of the pile do tend to dry out more quickly. So you can check your pile periodically if you haven't had any precipitation. If it's starting to dry out, yeah, give it a sprinkle of water to promote decomposition. And anytime the pile is getting too dry, decomposition slows down drastically.
What about then as we move into warmer weather? Do we know when it will be, I guess, available for use in the spring?
So when your compost is a very fine texture, when you can lift it and it's kind of a lighter weight, and you're not able to identify the components anymore. If you're still seeing banana peels and apple cores, your compost is not ready. But when it's resembling soil, when it's more uniform in texture and in color, when there's no foul odor, anything like that, then you know your compost is ready to use. Also, the temperature will have returned to normal as well. If it's hot still, then it's still actively decomposing, and you would not want to put compost that's unfinished in your garden.
You might need to start the turning process, though.
Sure, yes, yes. As the weather warms up, then give your compost pile a turn, and that will mix things up and get things decomposing faster again.
That's Cynthia Domaghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on winter compost maintenance. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.